A National Bureau of Economic Research study comparing the employment of low-skilled workers in Europe and the United States found that since the 1970s, such workers have been disproportionately displaced by machinery in European countries where there are higher minimum wages and more benefits mandated to be paid for by employers. The study pointed out that it was since the 1970s that European labor markets moved toward more control by governments and labor unions, while in the United States, the influence of government and labor unions on labor markets became less. The net result has been that, despite more technological change in the United States, the substitution of capital for labor in low-skilled occupations has been greater in Europe. Sometimes the work of low-skilled labor is not displaced by capital, but simply dispensed with, as the study noted. It is close to impossible to find a parking attendant in Paris, Frankfurt, or Milan, while in New York City they are common. When you arrive even in an average hotel in an American city, you are received by a platoon of bag carriers, door openers, etc. In a similar hotel in Europe, you often have to carry your bags on your own. These are not simply trivial traveler's pointers, but indicate a deeper and widespread phenomenon. Low-skilled jobs have been substituted away for machines in Europe, or eliminated, much more than in the U.S., while technological progress at the top, that is, at the high-tech sector, is faster in the U.S. than in Europe.